proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm Aaron Broughton, your host for today, and I want to thank you for joining me today. Today I'd like to share with you the testimony of the Apostle Paul as taken from the book of Acts, chapter 9, and see that he was indeed a man of God chosen for service and done, of course, in a very unique way. God used the testimony of the Apostle Paul as a new beginning in the gospel outreach of the early church. According to Romans chapter 1, verse 5, he was to be an apostle to the nations. In God's providence, the groundwork for Paul's ministry was being prepared through the work of Peter in ministering to Cornelius, a Roman centurion. The gospel was going to the Gentiles. What a thought! Historically, the Jewish people were called the people of God, but now the Gentiles would have the opportunity to be included in God's plan of redemption. God uses people to accomplish His perfect will in spreading His glorious gospel. He chose Saul of Tarsus, an unlikely figure for this task. Before he was saved, every breath of Saul of Tarsus was focused on eradicating the followers of this way, according to Acts 9, verse 2. Yet, God's wisdom is matchless as He changed Paul's life on the Damascus Road. This incredible experience prompted Paul to ask, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" Paul's direction suddenly changed from being a persecutor of the church to being a promoter of the church. Led by the Holy Spirit, this was a new beginning in spreading of the gospel. Paul's calling became evident as Ananias gave him God's message. The Bible says in Acts 9, verses 15 and 16, "But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake." Let's now look at Paul's unique calling. First of all, Paul was a chosen vessel only God could fill. A vessel must be first emptied and cleaned before proper use by its owner. Even so, Paul was committed to the will of God. This is the proper attitude for us, I believe, to have in the new beginning of a changed life. Secondly, Paul was a chosen messenger that only God could send. Paul's ministry was unique as he preached the gospel message to the Gentile world. Along the way, he even found himself standing for the cause of Jesus before rulers such as Herod Agrippa, Festus, and Felix. Tradition tells us that Paul even stood before the Emperor Nero himself. Of course, in Paul's ministry travels, he never forgot his own people, the Jews. He always made an effort to go to the synagogue to preach Jesus. His passion was reflected in Romans 10, verse 1, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." Thirdly, Paul was a chosen sufferer that only God could sustain. In bearing the name of Christ, we must also be ready to suffer for the name of Christ. Paul faced opposition on numerous occasions, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Yet, he learned to rest upon the strength of the Lord, and even to the point of death. Paul gleaned this strength only through God's grace. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 beautifully states, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." I pray that be our heart's desire as well. A challenge for us, though. As we consider the new beginnings in the gospel outreach by the Apostle Paul, may we never forget the power of the gospel in our own lives. God will lead us as we willingly submit to His call and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. I pray that each of us will have the same tender heart as Paul did in asking the same question, "Lord, what wilt thou have me to do?" Our new beginnings will be grounded on the precious grace of God, and this will sustain you on life's path. Again, this is Aaron Broughton with International Board of Jewish Missions with the Everlasting Nation radio program, and I've been talking today about the testimony of Paul being chosen for service. So again, my question is for you, my friend, what about you? Have you surrendered to God's call in your own life? First of all, have you accepted Jesus as your Messiah? And if so, are you living for Him? Are you following Him in obedience? And I pray that you have. I invite you to do as Paul did as well, to go not just to the Gentile, but to the Jew first as well. Don't forget them along your way. And doing that, pray that God will lead you and bring people across your path that you can share the gospel. It's amazing how God will answer that prayer.
You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.